Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrajakachara Ashtotra Shatabhe Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhansa Parivrajakachari Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namachari Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vind Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sham Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Mathura Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navdeep Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Purushottam Kshetra Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mai Ki Jai. Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We are reading from Canto 5, Chapter Number 18, Text Number 5 and 6.
विशुद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते विशुद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते हय्यकर्तुर अंगीकृतम् अपि अपावृता युक्तम न चित्रम त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्त च वस्तुता विश्वद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते हय्यकर्तुरंगिकृतम् अपि अपावृता युक्तम न चित्रम त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्ते च विश्वस्तुता विश्वद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते हय्यकर्तुर अंगिकृतम् अप्यपावृता युक्तम न चित्रम त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्ते च वस्तुता प्रभुजी
विश्वद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते
विश्वद्भवस्थान निरोध कर्मते हय्यकर्तुर अंगकृतमपि अपावृता युक्तं न चित्रं त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्ते च वस्तुतः युक्तं न चित्रं त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्ते च वस्तुतः विश्वोद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते कर्तुरङ्गीकृतम् अपि अपावृता युक्तं न चित्रं त्वयि कार्यकारणे सर्वात्मनि व्यतिरिक्ते च वस्तुतः माताजी विशुद्भवास्थान निरोध कर्मते हय्यकर्तुरङ्गीकृतम् अपि अपावृता सर्वात्मनि वस्तुतः हय्यकर्तुरङ्गीकृतम् अपि अपावृता युक्तं न चित्रं त्वयि कार्यकारणे Sarvatmani vitirikte cha vastuta. What two word meanings? This chapter is entitled as The Residence of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. Vishwa, of the whole universe. Udbhava, of the creation. Sthan, of the maintenance. Nirodh, of the annihilation. So in the first line it is mentioned about Vishwa Udbhava, Sthan Nirodh. That means creation, maintenance and destructions. Karma, these activities, te, of you, my dear Lord, he, indeed, akartur, aloof, angikritam, still accepted by the Vedic literature, api, although, apavrita, untouched. So in this line it is mentioned, second line it is mentioned, although Lord is engaged in creation, maintenance and destruction, but he is aloof. Apavrita, he is untouched. Yuktam, befitting. Na, not. Chitram, wonderful. Tvai, in you. Karya karane, the original cause of all effects. Sarvatmani, in all respects. Vetirekta, set apart. Cha, also. Vastuta, the original substance. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, although you are completely detached from the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this material world and are not directly affected by these activities, they are all attributed to you. We do not consider at this, for your inconceivable energies perfectly qualify you to be the cause of all causes. You are the active principle in everything, although you are separate from everything. Thus we can realize that everything is happening because of your inconceivable energy. So everything is happening because of Lord's inconceivable energy. Third canto, Kapildev also says, Lord Kapildev says, plants are growing just because of Lord's energy. Water is flowing, clouds are getting maintained, clouds are giving water. Based on Lord's energy,
The entire cycle of nature is working based on Lord's energy, but it's invisible and inconceivable. We can't conceive such higher powers. We can't conceive even our own powers which are there in our body, how they are acting, the way they are acting. It's inconceivable to understand. To ourselves also, what to speak of higher powers which Lord governs. And interestingly, sometime when a person does some activity by his powers, he knows and he is in touch with that powers. Because the fan is working, because electricity is there, the connection is there. If you remove the connection, the fan will stop working, the lights will stop working. So connection is there. But here the important word is, he is aloof, he is untouched. So without being touched, the powers are working. So things work like the plants are getting energy from the ground. Imagine if the plant is only in the air and it gets energy. Do you have some plants in organic farming that they get energy only from the air? Like some of the yogis who get transcend to different platforms, they just breathe and live. And sometimes they stop breathing also. Just by maintaining their prana, they live inside only. So that is how a person who gets more connected to the supreme powers, he gets aloof. He also gets aloof from this material world. So Lord is Yogeshwara. Some yogis get some powers and they get aloof from material world. What to speak of Lord, who is the Yogeshwara, who is the supreme mystic power. So here, prayers are offered by Jambudeep residents. There are different varshas, 9 varshas. Before coming to ISKCON, I was not knowing what are these varshas. In the beginning days of our childhood, some yajna person used to come and they used to pronounce this Jambudipe Bharat Varshe. How many of you have heard such statements? So earlier we used to heard these statements Jambudipe Bharat Varshe. Doesn't click where it is. We have just seen the globe in our scientific books and some planets revolving around the sun. But this is what Bhagavatam describes about Jambudipa and all the planetary system which are revolving around. So one time sage Agastya was roaming around, and Agastya sage was given some services. Actually there was one marriage going on of Lord Shiva and Parvati in the Himalayas. So when that marriage was going on, it was a huge marriage, and all the residents of planet got shifted to that marriage. Imagine that all the south people get shifted to north side. What will happen? Nothing will happen. But in actually that marriage, when entire southern direction got shifted to Himalayas, the earth got tilted. Earth got tilted because everybody was eager to attend the marriage between Lord Shiva and Parvati ji. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavad. So everybody was going towards that marriage, and earth got tilted, and some sages brought this difficulty that earth is getting tilted, so we have to do something. So they told Rishi Agastya that you do something, you are the powerful sage, you go do something. So Agastya Muni went towards southern direction. So he said, if I want to go, I need some water with me to do my daily rituals and daily prescribed duties. So he requested Lord Shiva that you give me some water which I should carry in my kamandala. So Lord Shiva gave Mother Ganges in kamandala of Rishi Agastya. So he gave a benediction that wherever you will carry this pot will not dry up. Whatever water you want to use, you can use from this small pot. The pot will not dry up. Every time Agastya Muni used to take that water and use everywhere he wants, but the pot used to remain, the water used to filled up every time. So he was given this benediction and he was carrying that pot and roaming around everywhere towards wherever he wants to bless people. So he was moving towards southern direction, and there he saw a very amazing scene. Like if you are walking towards this path and you saw some in the corner, there are some people who are so effulgent, they doesn't look like belonging to this planet. So Gesa Rishi was walking freely like this, and he saw in corner there were some people who were standing above the ground, and they were shining like anything. So Agastya Muni said, these people doesn't look from this world. They must be from somewhere outside. So he asked, from where you have come? How come you are here? So they were actually all the devatas together standing there near one mountain. So all the devatas were standing there and they were saying, Agastya Rishi, we were waiting for you only to come to bless us and to have interaction with us. Agastya Rishi said, how you know my name? So he said, we know your name. You are very famous sage. We know your name. So Agastya Rishi said, what sir? There are two reasons why you are asking me some favors. Either you want something from me. You want to fulfill some desires from me. Do I have some purpose for you? So Agastya Rishi asked in this way. And all the devatas said, yeah. There is one problem which is happening. Do you see this mountain behind us? It's the Vindhyachal Parvat. The entire belt of Vindhya mountains. He got some benedictions from devatas and some sages that he can grow as he wants. The mountain can grow as he desires. So Vindhyachal Parvat is growing as he desires. And he has one secret desire in his heart, this Vindhyachal Parvat, that I want to compete with Meru or Jambudeep. The Mount Meru in the Jambudeep, in the center, it goes like a big mountain. So this mountain, which is Vindhyachal Parvat, the entire belt, he is trying to compete with the Meru Parvat. And Meru Parvat is such a Jambudeep, Bharat Varsha, center point is Meru Parvat. Across the Meru Parvat, all the things are revolving. All the planets and the orbits are revolving. Now this Vindhyachal Parvat wants to compete with Meru Parvat. And he wants to grow in such a size that he wants the orbits should revolve around him, not around Meru Parvat. All the orbits should revolve around Vindhyachal Parvat. He wants such desire. He has some such desires. So Agastya Rishi said, so what should I do if he has some desires? You do some solution by which he curbs down. He should not be having such pride desires. He should not having such pride that I want to compete with the system of entire devatas and entire planetary system will get disturbed if he fulfills his desire and competes with Meru Parvat. So Agastya Rishi says, okay. So he had this Kamandalu, which had some water, and he was trying to go towards Vindhyachal Parvat. So Vindhyachal Parvat personified came in front of Agastya Rishi. And he said, oh Rishi, where you are going? Can I help you somewhere? Do you need some service from me? So Agastya Rishi said, I am on a pilgrimage for some service. I am traveling everywhere. So by the order of devatas, I am traveling everywhere. Yeah, you can do some service to me. So Vindhyachal Parvat was thinking, I have got so many boons that I can increase in my size. And I have so wonderfully spread everywhere. So I don't want any curse now. This sage is very powerful. Agastya is very powerful sage. I don't want any curse in my life. So I should please him. Whatever he wants, I should please him. So Agastya Rishi was asking that actually we both together, Agastya Rishi and his wife, Lopamudra, so they were trying to cross over mountains. But you are very big in size. It's very difficult for us to traverse towards your mountain peaks and go down. So can you reduce your size so that I can traverse to the other side? So Vindhyachal Parvat was a little bit shocked. But how can I fulfill this desire? Because my desire is to go against Meru Parvat and all the orbit should revolve around me, not Meru Parvat. So Vindhyachal Parvat was having these desires and But he has to fulfill the desire of Agastya Rishi also, because if curse comes, then his whole austerity and his whole powers will go away. So he said, okay, I will reduce my size. When you pass away, when you go through my parvat, then I will increase. So Agastya Rishi started walking, and Vidyachal reduced his size, and he started walking above. And he went across the mountain, and in the end he said, I'm having some work in the southern direction, I will return also. So till the time I return, you remain in this size. And it is mentioned in the scriptures, Agastya Rishi never returned back. So he, Vindhyachal Parvat, remained in the same size. Why this story I have stated? Because it is the duty of the devatas and the Supreme Lord. Whenever they see some tinge of pride in anyone, they crush down. Vindhyachal Parvat was having so much pride that he was trying to compete with Meru Parvat, which was actually serving the Lord. Meru Parvat is a humility personified. He's there. Every person there is like they having personification is there. So he was curbed down by Agastya Rishi, and Agastya Rishi never returned back, and Vindhyachal Parvat remained in the same size, never grew back. So in this way, this chapter is entitled Jambudeep, residents are offering prayers. So Lord is completely detached from creation, maintenance and annihilation. He sets the rules forward and the rules carry forward. Initially he sets some rules. Basic examples we give always of traffic lights. Traffic light people come and set and go. There is no person standing there and saying whether the traffic light is working or not. Every day nobody is coming and seeing. So similarly, Lord is setting some rules. People say, why this is happening in my life, why this is happening in his life. It's the laws of karmas or the rules which are working. Haiya kartur angikritam apyapavrita etad isharam ishasya prakritistho pitad gune. Lord is beyond. Itad ishanam ishasya prakritistho pitad par. Lord is aloof from material nature. When he wants to act for creation, maintenance and destruction, he employs or he gives that task to Bhagavan Shiva. Bhagavan Shiva and Durga Shakti, they does the creation part. But it is actually the energy of the Lord which is acting through for creation and maintenance. You are the active principle in everything. Active principle in everything. Sarvasya chaham hidisanya vishto matta smitir jnanam apohanam cha. Lord is present in the heart as two kshetragyas. This body is called as a kshetra, and there are two kshetragyas. Krishna explains in the 13th chapter beginning that how there are two kshetragyas. This the whole body is called as a field. Like we have cricket field, we have football field. People come and play there. So similarly, we are doing some play acts. We are actually not playing. We are just puppeters. Above there are some puppeters which are making us play. But in that field, this field, the body is the field, and there are two kshetragyas. One is soul, another is super soul. That's why our entire study and entire foundation is on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Because if a person reads carefully with open-mindedness, then he clearly understands what Lord wants to convey, that how there is a presence of soul and super soul in the heart. And I was reading that Lord explains in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita only that for atheist, he is very far away. Because if a person, even though standing very close, if he turns his face, it's a circle around to see again. But if a person faces the person, another person, he is very close to him. So living entities have turned their face away. What is that shloka? Sukhaya karmani karoti loke, nate sukham vanya duparamamba. Another shloka is there where Vidura says that people have turned their face. Sohanindanam shlosukhaya dukam. People have turned their janasya Krishna vimukhasya devat. Vimukh. They have done vimukh. Janasya Krishna vimukhasya devat. Dharmashilasya sudukhitasya. Sudukhitasya. Dukh is not enough that you are adding sudukha. Just dukh in life is so miserable a person, and in the edition there is mentioned as sudukhitasya, heavily miserable. So there are three kind of people who first understand just by hearing somebody say this place is a misery, this place is full of misery. Some people just understand by hearing only. No, I feel happiness here. Okay. See some other people also, they are also suffering. Can't you see? That is observation. That you observe that they are suffering. These are second kind of people. Third people are, no, I want to experience myself. Then I will only understand. First I will experience this place is misery or not. I am happily living, so why you are saying that it's a place of sudukhitasya? And that verse says the biggest dukkha is this only, that people have turned their face away from the Lord. People have turned away. So when you turned away, it's a whole distance again to cover back to become face towards Lord. So that's why in the 13th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there are two kshetrajnas, soul and the super soul. But if the two kshetrajnas are facing opposite to each other, then it's very, very difficult. But if they face each other, then it becomes very easy to transcend. Thus we can realize that everything is happening because of your inconceivable energy. Okay, text number 6 also is there today. Vedan jugante tamasatiraskritan rasatalatyo nirtung turanga vigraha. Pratyadadevai kave abhiyachata tasmai namaste avita itihaiti iti avitaha itihitai iti. This word in the 6th verse, avita itihai, has a very beautiful meaning. His resolution never fails. Can you recollect a similar verse in Bhagavad Gita? Konteha pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigachati. Konteha pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. So this Prabhupada says in the translation, whose determination never fails. Krishna's determination never fails. So these wonderful prayers are being offered by residents. So translation, Prabhupada says, at the end of millennium, ignorance personified assumed the form of a demon, stole all the Vedas and took them down to the planet of Rasatala. The Supreme Lord, however, in his form of Hayagriva, retrieved the Vedas and returned them to Lord Brahma when he begged for them. I offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, whose determination never fails. Whose determination never fails. So whenever there is a miserable condition, people might say miserable condition is there every time. Why Lord is not incarnating now? So many misery is going on right now. But when the whole system is going to collapse, then Lord definitely has to come. When there is a time when it goes out of hand, people say, na, abhi to haath se bahar nikal gaya hai. So when the system is almost going out of hand, Lord has to incarnate. And many times the Lord incarnates because of the prayers offered by the devotees. That's why we say, paritranaya sadhunam. The first primary duty of the Lord is to protect the devotees. Second thing he does as a secondary activity of killing the demons and protecting the religion. That automatically happens. So here, at the end of millennium, ignorance personified took away all the Vedas. So it was a very condition that all the Vedas were taken away, the system will not follow forward. So Lord incarnated as Haigriva, and devotees are offering prayers here to Lord Haigriva, whose determination never fails. By this word, whose determination never fails, I remember the pastimes of Varadev and Hiranyaksha. They were fighting like anything for so long, and even devatas, when the mace was like thrown away from the hand of Varadev because of some play out of Hiranyaksha and Varadev, so devatas were thinking, "Arey, now the mace is not there in the Lord's hand, what will happen?" So sometimes Lord acts in ways and gives fear to his devotees, because if there is no drama or there is no like combined fight or an equal fight between two opponents, the person doesn't take sarasa. One party is only heavy on other. How does it happen? So when the mace was fallen, so all the devatas were thinking, now who will win, who will win? Lord is in danger. But Lord was just playing. His determination never fails. And just a flick of hair below the ear, Hiranyaksha died. Purport Prabhupada says, although Vedic knowledge is imperishable within this material world, it is sometimes manifest and sometimes not. Interesting. Although Vedic knowledge is imperishable within this material world, it is sometimes manifest and sometimes not. What is the verse we can recollect from Bhagavad Gita? Yoga Nashta Parantapa. Sometime it got manifest, and again somebody has to come and revive back. So sometimes manifest and sometimes not. When the people of this material world becomes too absorbed in ignorance, the Vedic knowledge disappears. So when we are too absorbed in ignorance, so in the fight of demons and the devatas in the seventh canto, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking how this is happening, that sometimes demons win over devatas, although devatas are favored by you. Devatas are favored by Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu wants to protect dharma, install dharma. So how it happens that sometimes demons win? So Lord says, I don't do anything in between devatas and demons. It is their modes only. When you increase sattaguna, devatas will increase. Devatas will win. When the tamaguna increased, demons will win. So Kali Yuga, in the beginning of first canto, it is mentioned, it is nissattvan, less and less and less sataguna. Just if you just pick up your mobile, start scrolling, it's all rajaguna, tamaguna floating around. Some devotees are also doing some service in the social media, projecting Lord's glories. Open, they have channels, but it's very difficult. Because so much things are going on, I have my personal experience what I am saying. If you scroll down, you get hooked up to some, and they have intelligently targeted some taglines also, that you immediately go and click that. So it's all nissattvan, which is absence of satoguna, rajoguna and tamoguna. Prabhupada said in the 1970s when he wrote that poem, Rajastamo Bhavaiti. People are so much into rajoguna and tamoguna, how they will be uplifted. And this applies more now. When Namacharya Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were conversing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, how in the Kali Yuga people will be delivered? How in future? He was not even telling the word future. But he was saying, how in Kali Yuga people will be delivered from so many nonsense activities. Everywhere, Yavana Apar, so many people are becoming Yavanas and Mlechas. They are so much agitated in the mind, how they will be delivered. And this Mahaprabhu said when? 500 years back. That time the population of entire world was not so much as comparison to now the population of India. Indian population is now 1.4 billion, that much. And entire population is right now 8 billion. that time when Mahaprabhu was speaking, it was around 50 crore population was there in India, around 2.2 billion I think for entire world. So just India is having 1.4 and entire world was having around 2.2 that time when Mahaprabhu spoke. Can you imagine Mahaprabhu's statement, how much relevant is today, for today? Mahaprabhu was compassionate and speaking how the people of Kali Yuga will be delivered. At that time he was speaking to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur says, Chinta na kariha. Don't worry, your holy name is there. Even the trees will vibrate when we chant holy name. So, that is a comparison. When the people of this material world becomes too absorbed in ignorance, so devotees simply have one task, a major task, to install in all the people is Satoguna. If you just increase Satoguna in ourselves, to others, it automatically attracts also. If a person is having a Shuddha Satoguna, it attracts also. So more we develop Satoguna, the more preaching will happen. The more people will be getting connected to the Bhagavad Dharma. So it doesn't matter that how much beautiful videos we make, or that is also necessary, but it's more necessary to cultivate Satoguna in ourselves. Because unless we have Satoguna, then the whole manifestation of... because the entire spirituality is based on Satoguna. So if we are living in Rajoguna and Tamoguna, how spirituality will manifest? The Vedic knowledge disappears. Lord Hayagriva or Lord Matsya, however, always protects the Vedic knowledge. And in due course of time, it is again disturbed. Through the medium of Lord Brahma, Brahma is a trustworthy representative of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, when he again asked for the treasure of Vedic knowledge, the Lord fulfilled his desire. The highlighted point here is, Brahma is the trustworthy representative of the Supreme Lord. There can be many devotees of the Lord, but someone becomes a trustworthy representative to spread that in a huge way. So when the Vedas got disappeared, Brahma was chosen to give that Vedic knowledge again. Tene Brahma Hidaya Adikave Muhyanti Yat Surya. Although in one pastime Brahma also got bewildered, but here he was chosen as a representative of Supreme Lord, because he is the first personality born from Vishnu. So he was chosen to give this Vedic knowledge and spread this Vedic knowledge ahead. There is another very beautiful person in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. I was reading recently, so I will share some points from that. His name is Uddhavji. Many people, including myself also, if you start reading Bhagavatam, it takes a long time to reach 11th canto. But by grace of seniors, we got Vidyapeeth and we ran through entire 12 cantos. So at least we can pick up now any canto and read. So thanks to the system of Vidyapeeth. Otherwise, to read every canto and reach up to 11th canto, and especially there is a huge barrier which I feel. In 10th canto there is a 87th chapter. How many of you have read that chapter or know about that chapter? 87th chapter. What is that? Prayers by Shrutis personified. It's a so heavy chapter that even after reading so many pastimes of Krishna, if you reach up to 87th chapter of that 10th canto, you feel like, do I need to read more? So heavy philosophy is there. Because we always, and our acharyas always quote from Shrutis and Smritis. They bring out some lessons from Shrutis and Smritis. And here the Shrutis personified are speaking some prayers. So such heavy prayers are there. Biggest chapter, one of the biggest chapter. So in 11th canto, in 20th chapter, when Uddhavji is asking some questions to Lord Krishna, and he is answering very nicely. And most of you know that 11th canto major part is Uddhav Gita only. And when you read 700 shloka gita and then Uddhav gita, it's like a whole commentary by Krishna only. Krishna has given 700 shlokas. When you read Uddhav gita, it looks like Krishna is giving commentary on 700 shlokas. That his own words, but it looks like a commentary to 700 shlokas. So this chapter is entitled as Pure Devotional Service Surpasses Knowledge and Detachment. Oh, I took this chapter because there is some theme in the shlokas today that how Lord is beyond. He is completely aloof. So here Uddhavji is asking, and it's related to the Pitrapaksha of today also, this topic, that mostly the destination of all living entities is based on two things, piety and sin, whether they have performed pious activities or sinful activities. So the destination is based on those two aspects only. And very beautifully Uddhavji asked a question relevant to this piety and sin. The first verse is, "My dear lotus-eyed Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord, and thus the Vedic literature consisting of positive and negative injunction constitute your order." So in Vedic scriptures, whatever is mentioned, Uddhavji is saying, it's your order only. Piety and sin are both mentioned in the Vedic literature. So I think both have come from you only. It's of your order that has been written in Vedic literature. Such literatures focus upon the good and bad qualities of work, piety and sin. So this is the first verse. Further, Uddhavji says, according to Vedic literature, the superior and inferior varieties found in the human social system. Some people are given higher destination, some people are given lower destination. This is called Varnashrama. Are due to their pious and sinful modes of family planning. The word here mentioned is family planning. Thus, piety and sin are constant points of reference in the Vedic analysis of the components of a given situation, namely the material ingredients, place, age, and time. So nobody chooses where he will take birth, how his body will look like. It's all based on previous things which we have done, and we are getting this body the way we are having right now and where we are born. But as everybody says, we can change our destiny. Our next destination can be changed based on what activities we perform now. Uddhavji says, indeed, the Vedas reveal the existence of material heaven and hell, which are certainly based on piety and sin. So Vedas are only telling all the details of what is heaven, what is hell, and these destinations are based on what? Piety and sin. Purport says, 11th canto purports are not written by Srila Prabhupada, but the disciples of Prabhupada. The entire, and they are very perfect. Whatever Prabhupada has spoken, they are totally in line. The entire Vedic social system is based on distinguishing, this is the purport, between piety and sin. If you go outside, everybody speaks about these two things. Paap lagega, punya hoga, paap lagega, punya hoga. Why you are coming to our program? Just to eradicate our sinful activity. Why you are going to Ganges taking bath? Just to eradicate our sin, gain some punya. So entire Vedic explanations are based on these two factors. And if you read, I don't have much time, but if you read this chapter, 20th chapter, Krishna will actually make side of these piety and sin. He will make a focus on transcendental objects. Krishna will not speak much about piety and sin, which is mentioned in the Vedic literature. Krishna will jump to the transcendental subject matters. And he will make Uddhava understand, and through Uddhava make us understand that one should not think constantly about piety and sin, whether he is getting some pious. Otherwise, every day walking around, he will be always thinking, ye kaam se achha milega, ye kaam se bura milega, kya karu ke na karu? So this mentality has to go away. Without seeing the difference between piety and sin, Uddhavaji is asking, how can one understand your own instructions in the Vedic literatures? You have given instructions in Vedic literature. If a person doesn't understand through Vedic literatures what is pious, what is sinful, How a person will act. Furthermore, without such authorized Vedic literatures, which ultimately award liberation. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Ultimately. Ultimately awards liberation. A person reaches up to that point. How can human beings achieve the perfection of life if they don't have proper understanding of this system of which you have explained? So you can try repeating this shloka. Pitra deva manushyanam. Pitra deva manushyanam. Vedas chakshustavishvare. श्रेयस्तानुपलभे अर्थे साध्य साधनयोरपि. उद्धव जी सेज माय डियर लॉर्ड टू अंडरस्टैंड दीज थिंग्स बियॉन्ड डायरेक्ट एक्सपीरियंस सच एज स्पिरिचुअल लिबरेशन और अटेनमेंट ऑफ हेवन एंड सिमिलर मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट्स एंड इन जनरल टू अंडरस्टैंड द मीन्स एंड एंड ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग्स. It is imperative that the forefathers, the devatas, the human being consult the Vedic literatures. So someone might say, accessing and reading Vedic scriptures and understanding piety and sin is for those people who are general. General people should understand what is piety, what is sin. Why we have to include pitras and devas above? They are beyond this. Uddhavji says, no, they are also included in this. Why? Bhagavad Gita says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina. So the system is working from above to below. But there is a different, slight difference. People gain piety and sin here and they spend there. In the above and below planets, they go and spend. But here they gain piety or sin in this material world. So, but they are in the circle of piety and sin. Although they are spending there, but in the circle they are there. So here Uddhavji is very rightly pointing out, if somebody might say, oh, it applies to common human beings only. But no, Uddhavji says it applies to everyone. Pitra deva manushyanam. To forefathers, to devatas and human beings. That is the main reason why we offer to the pitra paksha. Because they are still in the part of the system. And we have to offer something so that they get out of the system and go beyond. And we offer prayers and our everything, whatever we can do to please them. And so forefathers, devatas and human beings, they also consult the Vedic literature. They are also part of this system. They are not beyond this system. For these literatures being your own laws. So Krishna's law act everywhere within the realm of material world. They are part of this material world. Devatas and Pitras. Purport, even the devatas and forefathers have at best an ambiguous conception of supreme liberation. Those who are above than general people, they have a more better understanding of liberation than us. But at least they are in the part of the system only. And even in material affairs, they are subject to personal frustration. But in Indra Loka also there is some frustration. Somebody might say, what is the frustration in Indra Loka? You have to go there and understand the different level of frustration they go through. We have our own life and frustration. This service, this life, children's body, so many things. But they also have their quota of frustration. Some devata might think, I am not having such powers, he is having such powers. They don't fight because they are having a order of the Supreme Lord to carry forward all these activities of maintenance, the entire universe. So they don't fight even though they might be having some differences. They don't fight with each other. That's the beauty they have there. But their own personal frustration will be there. Although a rich man appears to be all-powerful to his subordinate workers, very beautiful example is given. Why they are frustrated above? So in purport there is an example given. A rich man employs many employees. A CEO of a company might have so many employees working under him. But that doesn't guarantee that he will not get some difficulties in his own life. So that's why devatas are governing the entire system, but that doesn't mean they are governing and supplying. Surya is supplying light and energy, and Chandrama is Pushnami, Aushadhi, Sarva. Rainwater is there, everything. So, but it doesn't mean that they are out of frustration. They might be having a different quota of frustration. So although a rich man appears to be all-powerful to his subordinate workers, he must personally struggle to fulfill his personal desires. Uddhava points out to the Lord that if one accepts the authority of Vedic knowledge, it is seemingly impossible to reject the concept of piety and sin. कोई भी व्यक्ति अगर शास्त्रों को मानता है तो उसमें पाइटी और सिन का सब्जेक्ट मैटर तो हमेशा रहेगा. ये पाप है, पुण्य है. इवन भागवतम मेनी टाइम्स श्लोकाज आर देयर, ऑल योर सिंस विल बी इराडिकेटेड. एंड व्हाट इज मेंशन इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु, मोक्ष लघुताकृत, एंड व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट क्लेशाग्नि, ऑल द क्लेशाज विल सबसाइड. सो एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू गेट रिड ऑफ देयर बैड things which are there, and they want to gain more punya. So Uddhavji is pointing out this. Guna dosha bhida drishtir nigamat te nehi svata. My dear Lord, the distinction between piety and sin comes from your own Vedic knowledge, does not arise by itself. It is coming from Vedic scriptures only. So I will just recite one shloka which Krishna answers in the text number 6 of this 20th chapter. You can repeat very beautiful verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yogastrayo Maya Prokta Nirnam Shreyo Vidhitsaya Jnanam Karmacha Bhaktischa नोपपायो अन्यस्ति करहित कुत्रचेत. योगस्त्रयो मया प्रोक्ता. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड, माय डियर उद्धवा, बिकॉज आई डिजायर दैट ह्यूमन बीइंग्स मे अचीव परफेक्शन. सो लॉर्ड इज डायरेक्टली हिटिंग अबाउट परफेक्शन. ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू द टॉपिक ऑफ सिन एंड पायस ओनली. इज डायरेक्टली Lord is answering towards achieve perfection, the last goal. I have presented three paths of advancement. Yogastrayo maya prokta niranam shreyo. For the benefit of all living entities, I have given three paths. Jnanam karma cha bhaktischa. Three paths. Jnanam karma and bhakti. The path of knowledge, the path of work, and the path of devotion. Na upayo anyo asti kutrachit. Beside these three, there is absolutely no means of elevation. One wants to elevate himself beyond piety and sin. These three paths, Lord recommends. Jnana, karma and bhakti.
Nirvanam jnana yogo nyasinam iha karmasu. तेशो अनिर्विन्न चित्तानाम कर्म योगिस्तु कामिनाम. Among these three paths, Jnan Yoga, the path of philosophical speculation, is recommended for those disgusted with material life.
Many times when a lady is cooking in a kitchen and she has to cook every day, because sometimes services are like that, तो ये डायलॉग उनके मुंह से कई बार आ जाता है, मेरे को तो मुक्ति दे दो बस इससे, इस काम से. और सम टाइम इफ अ पर्सन इज एंगेज इन सम एक्टिविटी कंटिन्यूअसली डे आफ्टर डे, सो ही सम टाइम सेज, कब इस काम से मोक्ष मिलेगा. सो सम टाइम दीज वर्ड्स कम कॉमनली इन अवर माउथ, व्हेन वी विल गेट मोक्ष फ्रॉम दिस, व्हेन वी विल बी गेट लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम दिस. सो दिस इज द स्टेटमेंट विच दिस वर्स ऑल्सो सेज वेरी ब्यूटिफुली. Among the three paths, Jnana Yoga, the path of philosophical speculation, is recommended for those who are disgusted with material life and are thus detached from ordinary fruitive activities. Disgusted ho gaya hai, man ut gaya hai, तो दोज हु से दैट आई एम डिसगस्टेड विद दिस दे आर एक्चुअली वॉन्ट सम लिबरेशन सम मोक्ष सम आउट ऑफ दिस थिंग दोज हु आर नॉट डिसगस्टेड विद मटेरियल लाइफ हैविंग मेनी डिजायर्स येट टू फुलफिल दे परफॉर्म कर्म योगा दे सीक परफेक्शन थ्रू द पाथ ऑफ कर्म योगा सो दोज हु आर डिसगस्टेड दे फॉलो ज्ञान योगा दोज हु थिंक आई कैन स्टिल इंजॉय आई एम नॉट सो डिसगस्टेड विद दिस मटेरियल लाइफ दे विल फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ कर्म योगा Who will follow bhakti yoga? Who will follow bhakti? Jnana yoga and karma yoga is mentioned. Karma yoga are those who are not disgusted. And jnana yoga people are those who are disgusted. Who will follow the path of bhakti yoga? So very famous and very nice verse. Yadrichchaya matkathado jata shraddhastu yapuman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yoga asya siddhida. If somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person, being neither disgusted nor very much attached, बीच में मन भी उठा नहीं है चीजों से सेवा के जैसे कर रहा है ड्यूटी है सेवा करेंगे without disgusted and not very much attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. And Prabhupada writes below in very beautiful points. Devotees should not always think of doing austerities always. Devotees should not always be very strict in their austerities because that is not meant for bhakti. Austerities is not the only path. So Prabhupada says in one of the purports, sometimes devotees should sit together and have jovial talks. Sometimes devotees should go and play in swimming pool. Simple naam is there, swimming is there, swimming word is there. So they should have swimming. Mahaprabhu also did swimming pastimes in Narendra Sarovar, I think. Narendra Sarovar, right? So sometime devotee should have sit and have jovial talks. Might not be having relation to philosophical speculation and everything. Just normal talks they can have about life. So why it is said in purport? Because na nirvinno na ati sakto. A person in bhakti yoga has to have this thing, not so disgusted, not too attached. Then, by great fortune or good fortune, if he gets in contact with a devotee, he can practice the path of bhakti yoga. In this way, he can attain perfection. So, very nice chapter. You can go and read 11.20, where Krishna discusses with Uddhav ji. Thank you so much for patient listening. हरे कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद्भागवतम ग्रंथ की जय